So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the At-Large Summit number 2 organizing committee call on Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2013. The time is 14:03 UTC. The aim of the meeting today is to review what we've been doing so far, a quick update on the various working groups which have self-organized themselves, which is really great, and also thanks to the great shepherding of Eduardo. Without any further ado, let's get going, and we'll start with a roll call. Gisela, if you could please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. On today's call, we have Wolf Ludwig, Dev Anand Tilaksingh, Roberto Gaetano, Sylvia Heilein-Leiter, Pastor Peters, Olivier Cretin-Leblon, Darlene Thompson, Yovi Atuhun, Satish Babu, Eduardo Diaz, Jordi Ipaguir, Juan Manuel Rojas, and Tijani Benjema. We have apologies noted from Cheryl Langdon Orr, Kiranush Vardanyan, Natalia Enciso, Jungbai An, Sergio Salinas Porto, and Humberto Carrasco. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Silvia Vivanco, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Gisela Gruber. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Did we miss anyone by any chance? Did anybody's name not get mentioned?
Excuse me here. Apologies, Fatima Cambronero has joined as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. It's Olivier here. And I note that Cheryl is also here with me on the Adobe Connect. So that's fantastic. I invite you all immediately to go to the action items. From our last meeting or call on the 30th of April, there are two sets of action items, one for the actual proposal itself and one which was for the post-proposal, moving forward with. On the proposal itself, both Heidi and I have been working on the text, which a moment ago was on the Adobe Connect but has now disappeared. But never mind, there were three points in there. The first one, to create a measurable subject issue-based mentoring shadow program for new ALS's fellows and possibly ICANN newcomers at last too. So these were things to add to the proposal itself. The second one was to enhance outreach and promote broader participation and greater engagement through coordinated technical tools that facilitate communication and contributions. And the third one was to relabel the plenaries with working sessions, since the term plenary was somehow confusing, and utilize more functional, unambiguous terms and proceed within the resources and logistics identified in the budget. I'm going to ask Heidi if she has any update on these. I know that they've been integrated in the overall proposal. Any words on this, Heidi?
This is Heidi. Actually, no, I need to sort of put that text into the proposal still, but I'll do that right away.
Okay, we'll follow up after this call then. Next, the post-proposal, so the encourage focused three atlas to work by the atlas structures to maximize return on investment, quality output, specific deliverables, and impact of convening the community for policy making rather than information sharing only. And that's something which I think we all share. And then as early as possible, define an overarching theme for the Atlas 2 to organize planning, design Atlas 2 program, and structure the framework of expected outcomes. The possible overall theme is the global public interest, or maybe a sub-theme being the internet and privacy rights. Are there any questions or comments regarding these action items, which effectively are our main lines that we're going to pursue in the run-up to this summit? I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so I guess these are accepted, and we will, we can't close them because this is what we're working on at the moment, so that's ongoing. Let's move on to the next part, the agenda item number 4, review and approval of proposed Atlas II Working Group Charter. And for this, we have Eduardo Diaz, who is the main person behind the charter. So, Eduardo, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. This is Eduardo for the record. Basically, what I did with the charter is just a way of the way I see that we should organize subgroups to divide the kind of things that we need to do to get to the summit. There are three major groups, surveys, events, and sponsors, which we as the large should be managing. And the other two, logistics and public relations, should be managed or be directed by staff. In the case of logistics, basically, staff will do what it always do, believe, and I think I captured most of the things there. This is not all-inclusive. Comments are very welcome. I believe subgroup on the logistics should be led by somebody in large staff. So will be the main point of contact for those items there. On the public relations, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a large staff or somebody else. And in the other groups, the other three groups, we have Wolf that will be directing on the main point of contact for that group. In the event, the enemy said that he will be willing to direct that subgroup, and I'm looking for somebody to be the lead on the sponsor. And basically that group, any other activity that would not be supported by the summit budget, we should get sponsors to help us in supporting those activities, and that's what I put that there. And basically we need, you know, a group of people that will go out and this sponsorship. So that's all out here. And, you know, if you have any comments about the way that we divided this group, let's talk about any comments. Olivier,
thank you very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier for the transcript. I was going to ask you, well done. I mean, I think this charter is very well put together and pretty much spot on. But I noticed that there were comments that were underneath on the same page. Do you take those in account and make amendments according to the comments?
Yes. I put the comments there that I got from email, but I was planning like Wolf did from emails resulting of what was coming from the survey, but I was planning to move these comments to those specific subgroups that had to do with the general issues. Like I saw a lot of from what Jan proposed at the we haven't updated, you know, all the comments into what that's a group supposed to. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Thank you, Eduardo. It's Olivier for the transcript. The reason why I asked the question is to effectively find out how ready this charter is and whether we could have adopted it on this call. I'm not quite sure because your voice doesn't come out too well on my side, so I'm not quite sure how far the comments are integrated in there, but that was just the reason.
Okay, this is Ed. I think I have a bad connection, so I will call again. So give me about 2 or 3 minutes to get another line because it's not coming. It's not coming up. Okay. We'll be back.
Uh,
Okay, so we've lost Eduardo. Eduardo, are you able to listen in on the Adobe Connect? And seeing no reply, it probably is not the case. Heidi, you're next with your hand up. Was it to do directly with Eduardo? Or?
Yes, this is Heidi. I'm just wondering, am I before Tajani? Otherwise, I'm happy to give...
You're right, yeah, you were there first. But then Tajani, is it a question to Eduardo?
I'm back. This is Eduardo.
Hello again, Eduardo. Yes, it probably is a bit better. I can hear you a little better. I can still hear myself and an echo as well, but that's another story.
Me too.
Okay, so I asked both Heidi and Tajani to whether it was related to you. I think the questions are related to your to the charter and to your intervention. So first, Heidi Orish.
Okay, thank you. Eduardo, just a question. I see on the logistics group that that person or that group is going to be working with the details of the hotels. Let me just read what it says. Responsible for coordinating all summit logistics, such as keeping track of all attending ALSs, hotels, travel, conference rooms, interpretation services, remote connectivity, printed material, mailing lists, wikis, invoicing, and summit budget. Actually, most of that is done by staff, by either constituents
right.
travel or by at-large staff. So I'm just wondering if you would, what your thoughts were behind creating that group.
I understand that. The main idea is that we have, if we run into problems that you can help us with any of those items. I know they're, like travel, hotel, and the per diems are handled by, other staff within ICANN. But I'm not putting that there as you being responsible for doing that. It's just to be in the main point of contact for that, if there's a problem.
Okay, so could I possibly suggest that that just be a very small group, and because we're lucky enough to have Matt as part of at-large staff, and he used to work with constituency travel, so he's basically the point of contact for constituency travel within the at-large staff / community. So
okay.
Maybe we could have Matt work with one or two people on that, but a lot of that Matt just does working directly with Joseph.
Okay. So are you saying that to use Matt as the main point of contact for that group or just for
We could have maybe one, Matt could, if there could be maybe one or two people from this group that Matt could just reach out to with any questions.
Okay.
Normally what he does is just, he'll work with me, and then if we have any urgent issues, we'll reach out to the like Olivier or you to do that.
Okay.
So if the group is okay with that, once the charter, if you wish to approve that, if you're happy with that, then I would suggest that's the way to go.
Okay, so to recap, you're saying that we can use Matt as our main point of contact for that group?
Yeah, within staff. Yeah, well, no, sorry, this is Heidi again. I would say, constituency travel is going to be the main point of contact with any questions on travel, hotel, visas, et cetera. But within the group, within this organizing committee, I would say maybe have you and Olivier be the contact for either constituency travel / Matt. That's what
okay. Okay. Got it. Any other comments? Hey, Olivier, this is Eduardo. Just to answer the question, the only thing that I updated from the comments for the charter is that the survey group, I put they should come out, that group, come up with a central theme. Now, everybody should participate in that, is welcome to participate in that conversation, which is happening in the email list. Other than that, I didn't update anything else. Can you still hear me?
Yes, Eduardo, it's Olivier for the transcript, but you're in charge of this part of the call. You're the one who calls people.
Okay.
So don't just wait. You're the one who calls people. If I may just, it's Olivier for the transcript, if I could just respond to your point there. I note there is a note from Wolf Ludwig and some of his background information about the first summit, etc. I gather, of course, that now with the motion has moved forward, or things have moved forward enough that I know that several people are in charge of sub-working groups or will be working specifically on sub-working groups. And so the points which are being made in the comments there are obviously going to be integrated at working group level, possibly don't need to be integrated in the charter itself. So that was just the point. Since you were away, so there's Tejani in the queue, and actually there's just Tejani in the queue now. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you, Eduardo.
Gianni, please. Maybe you are muted. Gianni. Let's see. There is a problem. That's going to say, we cannot hear you. In the meantime, Darlene put her hands up. Darlene, please.
Hi, Eduardo. Darlene here. I just wanted to reply to something that Heidi mentioned. Heidi, you're perfectly correct in saying that Matt is the god of transportation services in ICANN. Nobody could do the job better. But I also know that, for example, for the Toronto meeting, leading up to it, a lot of the ALS has had a lot of questions. Can I do this? Or what's allowed? Da, 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 da. And I know that Evan and I, you know, fielded a lot of those questions before they even hit ICANN, so that we had the logistics down, so that we knew, so that the ALS and we knew what they could get, what they couldn't get, and so that it went in clearly and concisely into MAT and ICANN travel. And so I think that logistics group that Eduardo was proposing might have more to do than you might think, is all, just from my experience from the Toronto meeting.
Eduardo, this is Heidi. May I respond to that?
Go ahead, yes.
Yes, thank you, Darlene. Yes, thank you for that. And I didn't really fully realize that for the Toronto meeting. But just as I thought I'd stated, maybe it didn't come out clearly, but I thought that we could get Olivier and Eduardo to be the ones who feel, you know, part of leading it from the community side, and then we'll feed directly into Matt in Centrality Travel. So it would be Olivier and Eduardo who field those questions first and then filter them through Matt and constituency travel. Except I would caution, though, if there are any questions to do with directly through, like travel or visa questions, that those go straight to constituency travel.
And Darlene Thompson. I think getting it down to just one or two people is a great idea. Now, Olivia, if you want to do that, that's great, but I also know how busy you are. So if you want someone like me or someone else to, like, help shoulder that, I would be willing. But, you know, if you want to do it yourself, I'm totally happy with that, too. Go for it.
This is Eduardo. You know, the idea behind having one point of contact for that group is that, you know, I know where to go. Even though I can always go to Matt or even to the travel constituents indirectly, it's something going on that I don't know where to go to, I know a point of contact. That's what I put it there, and that's what I'm really looking for, somebody that from staff that would be the point of contact for that group, even though we can go to Matt or Joseph, in that case, or Olivier or Eduardo, whoever is in the at-large.
Darlene Thompson, I would be happy to volunteer. If you are looking for volunteers, I could do that because I have had a lot of experience with that over the years.
Okay, this is Eduardo. Do any comments about that? Yes, we have consensus on that. Heidi, you have your hand up.
Thank you. Yeah, this is just a question. I'm not sure if you wish to take it now or... again, because on the agenda, we go through each of the groups, and I just have a question on the public relations group.
the public relations.
Yeah, I have a question on that. Should I take that? Should I raise it now or when we?
No, please.
Okay.
Please do so.
So I see again that I'm going to read what the work of this group is. It says public relations responsible for coordinating all media tours, press kits, in-house promotions, and pre-recording of lead figures around ICANN in support of the Atlas II effort. This team could also coordinate the recording and dissemination of testimonials during and after the meeting. I'm just wondering whether this group could also work directly with the global stakeholder engagement and communications team within ICANN. I know that, for example, Sally Costerton has a lot of contacts in London, and I think that working through her, the community could get a lot of press coverage on that.
Okay, so how do you say we establish that communication? Through you or us directly to her?
This is Heidi again. Either through me or maybe just a note from you and Olivier to her. Once the summit is approved, then we can start, we can reach out to her and say that this group is going to be developing some ideas and they'd be happy to work with her as well. Maybe that's a suggestion.
Okay, so I'm just to suggest right now, Heidi, can I put you in the public relations just to be the main point of contact there, and then we go from there, even if we change it later? It's Eduardo for the record.
I didn't quite, so this is Heidi. Who's the main point of contact?
I said that can we have you as main point of contact on the public relations just for the time being, and if we change that later on, so we can have that communication through you or directly from Oliver and me.
Okay. This is Heidi. Perhaps I could add Olivier to that as well. And then we'll move it up through to Sally at the appropriate time.
Olivier?
Thank you, Eduardo. It's Olivier for the transcript. Yes, thank you. I'm all for this, and I think that the chair of that working group, that sub-working group, will have to work very extensively with Sally Costerton on this. I also note on the chat that Eurodig also has contacts with an excellent London-based PR agency. I don't know how much freedom the summit team would have to work with a London-based PR agency. Problem with PR agencies is that they cost money. So I don't know if Eurodig can pay it. it's always good to know to have more resources, and I gather that the amount of communication there is going to be very important. So I'm glad that there is a working group that will deal specifically with this. But I'm just mindful of the time at the moment, just thinking if our aim is to adopt the charter as it is, maybe we can just focus on the drafting of the charter itself and then find the chairs and co-chairs of each one of the working groups later on. Just a suggestion.
Okay. Let's go into that, but let's Gianni has her hand up. Gianni, are you...
Yes.
Can you talk now?
Yes. Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, I know you hear me. Okay. I am just worried because I had a look to the revised Atlas II proposal, and I noted that it wasn't updated at all, according to the discussion we had last call and according to the discussion on the list also. So I would like to know if this means that all the proposals made before are rejected, or does that mean this version is not updated?
Olivier, can you answer that, please? This is Eduardo.
Thank you, Eduardo. It's Olivier for the transcript. Actually, Heidi mentioned earlier she had not updated the proposal. That will be done in the next couple of days. That's all.
Okay, so I think we...
Thank you.
Yes, this is Eduardo for the record. This is all I have to say about this charter, and I just want to get a consensus call to see if, everybody agrees into accepting this charter to go move forward with this summit if it gets approved in June. Any comments? So if you put a little agree thing next to your name, just to see who agrees with this charter. And see, once you tell Dev, Sandra, and Tijani, anybody opposed to this? Yeah, well, like Dev says, 1, 2, 3, done, accepted. And again, this is a living document, so any comments, like I say, they're welcome. Thank you. So, I think I covered number 4, 7, 8, 9, and 10, I guess. I mean, and 9 in the agenda. So I will, one in the agenda is Wolf Ludwig. So Wolf, you're on. Olivia?
Thank you very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier for the transfer record. Well, I think that you know, with a consensus call, you don't really need to call to count the number of yeses and so on, but you can just say there's no opposition. So it looks like there's consensus on the charter, which means that we've got a charter that is adopted. So well done. That's the first step forward. And thanks very much to you, Eduardo, for having worked on this, because you know, it always needs someone to pick up the pen and get things going, and this is certainly a very good kickstart.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we are, agenda number 5, and it's the update from the survey group. So for this, we have Wolf Ludwig, and I guess he will invite you to all have a look at the wiki page that looks specifically at the survey. And Wolf, at the moment, we can't hear you, unfortunately.
Okay,
you're on, okay.
It's me, it's Wolf Ludwig for the transcript. Well, as you can see on the sub-page Atlas 2 survey group, there are some basic guidelines or descriptions on suggested parameters and outcome. And as far as I've seen, this was following the suggestions I made in a comment below on the main page, that it follows more or less the setting up of the survey group and the conduct of the survey group and the outcome of the survey group follows more or less the experience we had with the Mexico summit, where we conducted a pre-survey as well. What proved to be a major achievement for the final agenda setting of the Mexico summit. So by this inclusive approach, we assured that the interests, concerns, and ideas of the broader community were included in the program. And we organized a summit with our community and not only for our community. And I think this makes a big difference. And I realize that we will follow the same or similar approach for the next summit, for the London summit. And I would like to have some more members from the region included in the drafting team for the survey, because those of you who have conducted, organized and conducted surveys already are aware that if you ask people stupid questions, you will always get wrong or stupid answers. Therefore, drafting questions maybe we can use the previous survey we launched in autumn 2008. We can use this as a model, have a look on it, and try what we can update, what we can make better, what we can make more specific, etc. But the basic structure of the last survey was, in my opinion, was very good. We spent a lot of work in our subcommittee at on it at the time, and so the drafting should be done not only by the small group of four people who are listed here in the sub-survey group, but I would like to have and welcome some more members and participants from various regions that we can have this drafting process as inclusive as possible as well. These are my introductory remarks for the moment. If you have further questions, please ask. I hear no question or feedback so far. Just as an action item, may I ask Steph that we circulate another invitation via the regional lists for more members of the subgroups. What will be the case for the survey subgroup, but I have also seen there is for the moment almost nobody from Uralo for the event subgroup, and I think more community participation in the respective groups would be important.
Olivier, you have your hand up. This is Eduardo.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. Yes, I'm not in the participants list. I'm above that. So it's difficult to see the hand sometimes there. Just a quick question, Wolf. You mentioned needing more participants. Do you think this might be an excellent, one way to market the participation in these sub-working groups is as a good introduction to new members who want to get involved with at large and just don't know where to start, and it's just one good way to start moving forward?
Yes, as you know, by your own history, the Mexico summit and the preparatory process was more or less your introduction to at large as well. And I can imagine that there are plenty of newcomers in the regions who have difficulties with highly specialized technical discussions. What we have on our consultation list at each monthly calls, but having such an interesting project as a summit offers some other entry opportunities than the regular business, let's call it like this. And therefore, I think we, from the regions, we should try to include many more members in the preparation process for the summit in the various subgroups as much as possible.
Thank you very much, Wolf. So what I was going to suggest then, just as a follow-up, it's still Olivier for the transcript, but what I was going to suggest is to perhaps get the Reynos to call for people to be involved in drafting that survey. It's a short-term thing. The survey is the first step that needs to be done, but it needs to be done pretty fast. So having more people on there is probably going to be helpful. And it's not something that is very onerous on time, since it's just going to be for a couple of months until the survey gets sent out. So perhaps having in the action item the fact that the RALOs could have a call for these. In other words, during their call, they could briefly mention and ask for volunteers for this. Would be a good thing. And of course, bearing in mind that there will be calls for volunteers for a lot of the other activities of this organizing committee.
Dijani, this is Eduardo. You have your hand up?
Yes. Thank you, Eduardo. Dijani speaking. Wolf, thank you very much, and I think that one of the main tasks of your group is to define the issues to be discussed, addressed during the summit. And I think that we need to more or less orient the choice, because we don't need to see issues that are not of interest for the global ICANN. We need to make use of this summit to transmit the opinion of the whole at large present in the summit about important issues that are of interest in ICANN, that are discussed now in ICANN. So I don't think we need to discuss the relation, for example, the relation between RALO and an ALS, or the relationship inside the RALO, etc. Those are internal things that we can discuss in other opportunities. But the summit must be really used at the maximum to give the whole community of ICANN the impression and the real impression that we are discussing the real interest of the organization, and we are giving them the opinion of the whole at large, not on behalf of them, but they are here, they are present, and they are giving their point of view. Thank you.
This is Eduardo. Anyone wants to comment on that?
This is still Volk's part of the call, so I don't know.
Oh, it's still my part of the call. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know, and Eduardo is jumping in to try and help.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So if it's still my part of the call, yes, I think we are arguing, we are discussing on same and similar lines at Tijani. I just noted, to make a point, I think one of the main conditions why the Mexico summit was a success, was a novelty and a success at the time, was because we understood from the beginning that you cannot organize a summit for the community in a top-down process. You need to do it in a bottom-up process. And when participants, community people see that their ideas and concerns are taken serious, that they are included during the prep process, then they feel encouraged. So this provides a sort of enabling environment for the next summit, and to consider and to ensure as much community contributions as possible. So I think this is clear among us, and if we follow this direction, then we can, from a procedural point of view, make sure that it's going in the right direction. Eduardo, you want to add something to this?
No, thank you. This is Eduardo.
Okay. Any further questions regarding this sub-point on the survey? I just, perhaps as a final remark from my side, I would like to underline what Olivier suggested before. Please also put this on the agenda of your next regional monthly calls to invite community members to join the subgroup groups and to help to make this more or less a bit more representative and to have community involvement from all regions assured. I will note this for the upcoming Euralo call as well. If there are no further questions regarding the survey subgroup, I give back to Olivier.
Thank you very much, Wolf. And the next part of our call, the next agenda item is the sponsors. No, sorry, the events working group. And for this, we have Tijani Benjamin.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. You remember from the last call, we had an extensive exchange on the list on the on what could be the organization of the event in London, and there was a lot of key questions, especially if we need to make our summit in only plenaries. Also, if we need to discuss a single main or overarching theme, etc. So, if we the discussion was very extensive and there was a lot of point of views, but I think that the rough consensus was about to make them in breakout sessions to discuss several issues that are in real interest in ICANN, and that will be defined by the survey group. I tried to include all the remarks that came on the list, and I tried to include them. But for sure, if the choice is to make only plenaries, all the proposal I made will be put aside, because my proposal was made around breakout sessions about groups that will give outcomes that will be presented to ICANN as the point of view of the at-large community present, physically present in the meeting. So I prepared the first draft of the program that Eduardo kindly put on the wiki, and I updated it first according to the first comments, and now I updated it according to the whole comments that I received, and it will be on the wiki page. I am working on the wiki page now, so it will be on the wiki page in, just after this call. So if you have any comment, any suggestion, please. So I don't see, okay, Wolf.
Just a small side recommendation. I think it's good, as you did, Tijani, to have a kind of a framework for a summit agenda already. Framing can be very helpful, but I think we should keep it as flexible as possible to have enough opportunities once we have the results from the survey and once we know the topics and the concerns and issues, then to make it more specified. So my suggestion is keep it as a frame and keep it flexible, and then let's fill in the content afterwards.
Thank you, Wolf. As you have noticed, I didn't put any issue, any theme, any subject to be discussed. It is only about groups, and I didn't define the number of groups. So it will be done according to your outputs, to the survey output. And when we have this, the number of issues and the number of groups that will be formed, in this case we will put the details of each session. For sure, the program is, the frame is very flexible. And perhaps I get into details just to show that it is possible to do it, just to make people know that we can do it in this way. We can change one day by one other. We can change one session by another. But it is if you want a trial. It is not a defined or a final program. It is only a frame, as you said, that can be changed anytime. Thank you. So, Yaovi?
Yaovi speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Please, thank you very much. My comment is about the number of breakdown sessions. And I did two suggestions. I said, like, for this team, my suggestion was to have at least one plenary session to start this team, because this format, if you have this session plenary on day two, you can get an opportunity maybe to hear about how the various breakout sessions are going, so that if there is something to adjust, the various we can adjust before the end of day two. So instead, I was even asking for two plenary sessions, the day one after the coffee break, and the day two. But the most important for me is maybe to have one plenary session to start day two, so that we can again put this together. This is the most important comment I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, Yaovi. Sorry. I am really sorry because the audio wasn't very good. So if I understood you, you are suggesting to add plenaries and perhaps to change one day by another. If you can do this suggestion by written on the list, it will be very good, because now I don't know the details of your proposal. Second point about the plenaries. If we use more plenaries, we will use less breakout sessions. That means that we will go less in deep in the subjects that we need to address, and we need to give the point of view of the at-large community again to the board. So it is a choice, and it is flexible. Now it is put like this, but if a lot of people wanted to have more plenaries, it will be more plenaries. But we have to think about the time constraint. And I am not against it. My only problem is the time. So for the principle, I agree with you. If you can send it by written on the list, I will consider it, and I will update the program accordingly. If I find it not. I will answer your email, and I will try to update the program as you said. Thank you. Sandra?
Yes, it's Sandra speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. With Nico, Sandra.
Okay, thank you. With an echo, I apologize for that. I pasted it in the chat already to have a look at the new program where all the comments, as you mentioned, Tijani, are incorporated. However, commenting on the program which is still online, I would really suggest that we are looking for more interactive formats. I think this is rather important because so many such a diverse community is coming together, and they should benefit as most as possible from each other. They will not benefit if they split up and break our sessions too often. They will also not be able to interact if they are sitting on a big scenery listening to what people on stage are discussing and having the chance to go to the open mic, for instance. I think we should really look into options, and there are other options how to organize a conference or a meeting, and this is actually not a conference. There are other and more interactive options how to gather this community so that they start really to interact and maybe also then later on increase their activity on the mailing list because they know each other then. I think this is rather difficult, and the program as it is by now, and as you may update it, but I'm not sure about what will be the update, what will bring the update, looks rather static to me, and I will try to avoid that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. I do understand your point. It is a balance. Between efficiency, between the issues to be really deeply discussed and with good outcomes, and the interaction with in among each other, which is also very important, and we need it. If I understand you, it is more asking for more plenaries. If it is that. I spoke about it a moment ago, but if you mean put more social events, more or perhaps more lunch together or dinner together, it's a very good point, and we may organize something like this. We may make all the dinners, for example, to be organized together so that people can interact. Far from the stress of the work, far from we can interact if you want friendly and in another ambience, in another environment. So if you mean that, I will try to put it in the program. If you mean more plenaries, it is a balance, and we need to think about it together. Olivier?
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier from the transcript. I note that Sandra has put a big red cross next to her. I'm not quite sure whether she said she's done that because she disagrees or I'm concerned here. And then I'll ask my question.
Yeah. Sandra.
Sandra?
Yes, it's Sandra speaking. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, the Red Cross meant indeed that I absolutely disagree. I was not talking about more options for having some food together. And I was also not talking about more plenaries. This is too black and white. I was talking about new formats like unconferences or types of sessions which are not a typical plenary and which are not a breakout session. I forwarded the link from the Swedish Internet Forum already to the mailing list, where such a new format was very easily described, where you actually can also have the possibility to result from different sessions in a big session, maybe moderated. But I'm not talking about usual old-fashioned plenary, and I'm not talking about more food, just to be clear.
Okay, Sandra. Okay, I understand. So it is the format of the sessions that you are talking about, and now I understand what you said. Okay, well, it's a good, very good point, and we have to think about it together. Any experience about it, it will be good to transmit. And if it's anyway in the framework that I put now, there is not definition or description of the sessions. So yes, you are right, and I agree with you. Thank you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier Clapin-Leblanc for the transcript record. I was just going to mention, I'm noticing the time is ticking, and I think, you know, there's still a lot of discussion to be made, to be had regarding the idea of having plenaries, breakout, parallel sessions, etc., bearing in mind also the limitations of the actual number of rooms that we have, or I think in some occasions, the one room that we have, the limitations on the interpretation, etc. If I could just suggest that the discussion keeps on going on the mailing list and will be put again to pursue during our next call, because I don't see us finding a solution today.
Yes. Thank you, Olivier. You are right. We will not solve the problem today. And as for the interpretation, I thought about it because last time it seemed to me to be a blocking point. And now I think that our breakout session can be done without interpretation. We can constitute groups that are speaking French, groups that are speaking English, and groups that are speaking Spanish. I don't think that if we don't have interpretation, we need to discuss only a single item, or to be very superficial, not go deep in the issues that we need to discuss, we need to address. So this is my point of view, but we can continue discussing this on the list. And now to you, Olivier. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Then we'll continue on our agenda items since we are now 1 hour past. The next group is the sponsors working group with Eduardo. You've got 1 minute.
This is Ethan. Eduardo, I think I don't have anything to update on those groups, just as I said before. So we can see all the way to agenda number 10.
So I guess at this moment, yeah, it's just about building the groups. It's sort of, yeah, again, it's about building the groups. I'd like to be on that group, Eduardo, if possible, because having been in, having helped with the sponsoring for previous general assemblies, etc., and also being based in the UK, I can already foresee several possible sponsors in the UK, and especially if this is going to be such a high-profile event that everyone is going to benefit from. So it would be good to have a good work on this. Let's move on then. Let's go to the next thing, the logistics group. I know that there's been some discussion about it earlier. If you turn over to that group, Eduardo, you'll notice that someone has magically, in fact it's Heidi, has magically put the names in of the three volunteers at the moment on this, knowing that the logistics workspace, the logistics group doesn't need such a large number of people since they will all three act as liaisons with staff and with Matt, who will work out the local logistics. Next, I can go back. Where's my window? There we go. Public relations, PR, yes, from an unknown voice, which, by the way, in the transcript often comes out as woman, colon. Very strange.
No,
that was Cheryl Langdonor.
They usually recognize my voice anyway, but yes, it was Cheryl Langdonor, who didn't need to be identified. I was just prompting you, sir.
Public relations, thank you very much. And on the PR working group, there are also three people on there. There's myself, there's Eduardo, and there's Anupam, who said that he would be interested in being part of that group. And there's, I noticed that Dev also looks at this, is joining the sponsor group. So I guess that there will be, you'll just have to look at the chat for people who want to join some of these working groups. And then the next one that we have is the Return on Investment Group.
It'll be me. Cheryl
Langanore. That would be Cheryl. Please, you have a couple of minutes.
Cheryl Langanore for the Transcript Record. Now, I do want to be identified. If everyone would be so kind as to click the link for the ROI workspace for the ROI team on your agenda, and if you clicked it earlier, please refresh. I added a very scant little bit of information in there that I'd just like to draw your attention to and pull out a couple of action items that we need from it. You'll note at the moment I'm sitting there as me, myself and I with a X under Asia Pacific, but that should not in fact deter in any way, shape or form anyone else from Asia Pacific region to join. It's desirable that this be a sort of a pan-regionally representative but not absolutely balanced group. In other words, we need at least representation, active representation and contribution from each region in the work team, but it's certainly, and you need to be prepared for before, during and after ATLAS to being held, to be working on this team, because there's reporting to do as well. And but there isn't a limitation to any particular number, so I'd like to open up for member options for the Return on Investment team from any and all of the regions, including the one that I'm currently got my X underneath. I would very much appreciate people who have particular experience, specific or general, and or training in what I'm referring to as ROI matters. There's a whole spectrum of things that we could call return on investment matters, and some people may feel that that they're not sure whether their level of experience or training is appropriate. If in doubt, email me, call me, Skype me, ping me, SMS me, and we'll sort that out. So if in doubt, ask. But if we could have an action item to open up both here and after this meeting for people to join this work team, this is, I might suggest, whilst PR is important and logistics and everything else is going to make it all run really well, unless we can convince ICANN they've done well in the deal, it'll never happen again. So I'd call this a fairly pivotal piece of work. We'll be needing to do a bit of basic stuff to begin with. One of the things, and staff, if you could just have a look at that paragraph on that page, the last sentence probably indicates a few action items like setting up lists and who will have wiki wiki edit rights and things like that. It's all written there. But I thought the first thing we should do is to begin establishing what we mean by return on investment, specific in the context to ATLAS 2, as the investment in cash and resources in the terms of ICANN is not going to be specifically measured by a cold hard cash return or a money level investment. So I've put in a bog standard definition of what return on investment is in a real investment situation, and I've suggested that we need to look at a couple of modifications on it. In our context, proceeds is not measurable in cash terms necessarily. We need to address that. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. I've put a couple of questions there that we can start chewing over, and I've put probably more links than anyone will ever bother reading. That's it from me.
And Cheryl, you still have the floor, and somebody has got their hand up.
Well, it's only you. I thought you'd jump in. Go ahead, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivier for the transcript. I have a question with regards to the work of this working group. It's highly likely that one of the questions that we might be asked in the next few weeks, which comes at the evaluation by the board,
and by the Board Public Participation Committee and the Board Finance Committee of the proposal, of the updated proposal. One of the questions that might be asked will be, what is the return on investment on this project? And without providing a full 20-page document in return, would it be possible for your sub-working group to perhaps come up with a couple of lines explaining what the likely return on investment would be, bearing in mind it's not the purely financial return on investment that you put on the wiki page?
The answer is yes and no. The yes part of the answer, Cheryl, for the record, by the way, is that the reason I pose those beginning questions in the, on the wiki space already, which is talking about why we need to define what proceeds are in this measurement of return on investment from an ICANN perspective, and that we probably should look at using models which are more akin to social return on investments, or an SROI model, which is established in the art and in the literature. We can certainly tell them that we would be using that type of modelling, and we'd also be establishing a common currency of terms which link to the ICANN strategic planning objectives, other key focus areas, projects and other documentation. And to that end, that's more of a yes, we can probably do some of that common currency work. But could we look into our crystal ball and say that there will be a measure of some 32.45% increase on whatever? No.
So, Cheryl, let me follow up with Olivier again for the transcript. How do politicians do it?
We baffle them with bullshit.
Okay, thank you very much,
Cheryl. For the record,
you might have the first task for your working group to project
the art. Did you notice I said the art of return on investment calculations? It's just like statistics, you know, damned lies and statistics. You can make an ROI model pretty much say whatever you want, depending on how you cut the cake and how you balance what goes above the line and what goes below. But everyone who knows how to read those things knows that. So what we need to do is be very clear, very declarative, very deliberate, say what we are going to be measuring, why we think we can measure that, and why we think those rewards will be of value to ICANN.
Okay, well, thank you. Any questions by anyone? And I see no hands. I see that people have to go soon. We are 11 minutes past the end of this, the theoretical end of this call. So I guess we can move into the next steps, and that's just a few minutes to let us know. We've got several action items that are listed. You can see them on the bottom right-hand side of your screen, of your Adobe Connect. First, the Atlas II proposal is to be updated in time for the Board of Directors' June meeting, and it would be great, actually, if we had a couple of lines out of our, maybe not out of a crystal ball, but just say, we expect return on investment measurements to be made, etc.
I'm editing the page as we speak, okay?
Super. The second action item, logistics group, will coordinate its activity through Eduardo, Olivier, and Darlene with Matish Chani. So that logistics group does not need to have a call for members. The public relations group will coordinate its activity through the global stakeholder engagement team with Heidi. And we've got a list of people already on that group, so that's great. The charter was approved by consensus. That's not an action item. That's a minute. That's happened. The next thing, they circulate another invitation via regional lists for more subgroup participation and encourage Atlas II as an agenda item, monthly regional calls. More subgroup participation, of course, just pushing the subgroups where we do need more participation, please. And then the number six, the ROI group will align its activity with ICANN strategic plan along a social ROI model. Any other points that we might have forgotten from this call? Seeing none,
sorry,
there is one thing
Cheryl.
Which needs to be done by staff, which is to create the mailing lists for the respective subgroups. I note that several people have said respective sublists would be helpful. Is this something which everyone believes is better, or should we have everything in the same mailing list?
Oh, God, no. Sublist.
Well, there's been one person who said no, that was Cheryl. I don't see anyone jumping up and down, but I have noticed several people asking for the separate mailing list. So staff will create mailing lists for subgroups. If I could ask that the nomenclature of the subgroups all have ATLAS 2 to start with, that will probably make it a lot easier to filter out, et cetera, et cetera. And that's pretty much it for today. Any last words from anyone on any points we've forgotten to touch on?
Olivier, Cheryl here. If I just can, I just note that I've already got some willing subjects into the ROI team from this call, but we would like people from Africa and North America to join post-haste.
Yes, thank you, Cheryl. Well, that will go out in the call for people to populate the sub-working groups that need to be populated.
Yeah, but you
Cheryl,
want to
Darlene Thompson here. I've volunteered, so you got North America.
Fantastic. That's great. That's terrific. Well, then it's Latin America I might need, seeing as now I look at your name as X is under the Latin American line.
Okay. Can I jump up here?
Thank you, Eduardo. Can I, Olivia, can I ask, you want this first piece of work before the board meeting?
If you can't produce the full work, because I gather that be a lot of work to
initial.
Do that, but just the couple of lines we'd need to have as soon as possible, within the next, I would say, 15 days, by the beginning of June, because the board meeting is happening on the 20th of June, I believe. Is that correct, Heidi?
27th.
27th, yeah. So we have plenty of time for that. But we need to have something. And obviously, we're going to have a call before that anyway. So what I would suggest is that you get something done by our next call, and then we can all discuss it on the next call. And that actually takes us to the matter of the next call. Should we look at 2 weeks from now? How does this look with everyone?
Yes, it works.
No, it doesn't if it's at the same time.
Can I quickly ask a question, Pastor Pura?
Yes, go ahead, please, Pastor.
Yeah, which subgroups do you need more members?
Let's have a look at the subgroups again. We would need more members
on
the survey subgroup, in the events subgroup, in the and in the return on investment subgroup for the time being.
Okay, I'll be interested in the events subgroup.
Okay, event. Pastor Peter. Events?
Yeah.
Eduardo. Eduardo, I think that our group needs people because we have only luck and Africa only. So
which group is that?
Europe don't have Hijani.
What group is that, please?
I repeat, the event group have only members from Africa and Latin America and Caribbean. So we need people from the other regions, and I think all groups need people now.
Olivia, if I may, if you don't have the calls at this time, then you may get people who are currently having to be in NOMCOM calls every week at this time available. And
Cyrenus,
for example, comes to mind for Asia Pacific.
Okay, we'll have to send maybe a doodle for the next time and find out what is the most suitable time for everyone, making sure that people do write when they are busy in the other calls. And that would help. That's okay? And with regards to the populating of the groups, I ask everyone to continue on the mailing list, and you can send your candidateship to the different working groups on the mailing list itself, on the main mailing list. Okay, I think we need to close this call. So the answer to the question is yes, 2 weeks, in about 2 weeks. And for this, for the next call, a doodle will be sent as soon as possible to try and identify a suitable time. And with this, I have to thank all of you for having lasted this long on this call. It's been, I think, pretty helpful. We are making strides forward. I have to thank Eduardo again for having been at the core kick-starting of this all, and I'm very glad that this is moving forward. And we will meet again in 2 weeks' time. So thanks,
okay,
everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Take care, and bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.